Finders Keepers. Written by Emily Rodder and read by Brendan Higgins.
Relieved, Patrick looked back to the screen and jumped. It had gone completely black, except for three words flashing in the middle. Who are you? Patrick hesitated. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Flashed the computer. Patrick shrugged. He hadn't read the instruction book and he didn't know the right answer. Oh well. Patrick, he typed, just for the fun of it, and waited for the game over sign to appear. But it didn't. And he watched in amazement as something else did. Congratulations, Patrick. You are now invited to compete in Finders Keepers, the $1 million TV game show. Fabulous prizes. You're chosen by chance and you take your chance in Finders Keepers. Do you accept the invitation? Yes, typed Patrick carefully. What a great game. He'd never seen anything like this before. The computer screen went black again and he waited impatiently. But when more words finally appeared, he stared at them, baffled. Turn to Channel 8, 10 a.m. Saturday to meet your host, Lucky Lance Lamont, and play Finders Keepers. Understood? Patrick's mouth fell open. This didn't seem like part of a game. The computer gave another sharp ping, and the last word on the screen started flashing. Understood? Understood? Understood?
What are you doing over there, son? Asked the computer man with a menacing smile.
He said something to the woman and half rose from his seat. Yes, Patrick typed rapidly. The screen flashed. The computer hummed loudly. Eyes wide, Patrick jumped up from his chair as the man strode grumbling towards him. Just looking, gabbled Patrick, making for the door. Sorry. He ran out of the shop and down the street. He ran all the way to his own front gate. He had to tell someone about this. He rang the bell, panting. He heard soft, trotting footsteps and with a little lurch of disappointment remembered that his mother wasn't home. It was Monday, the day Estelle came to babysit while Judith was working. The door opened a crack and a nose advanced cautiously, followed by two nervous, pale blue eyes. As soon as they saw him, the eyes lost their frightened look.
Oh, Patrick, it's you, dear heart, twittered Estelle.
She shut the door again, and the door chain rattled. Patrick waited impatiently. Estelle was afraid of burglars, so she always kept the door chain on. The trouble was, she always got entangled when the time came to get the door open.